Hello, I'm Paul Lawler, the Area Dean of Redditch and Bromsgrove. This week is Vacation Sunday, a point in the year where we might look at our personal calling, or indeed God's calling on our churches. Doing this can cause us to look inward, but I'm challenging us today to look beyond ourselves, our natural gifts and talents, and the practical resources available to us. As we look at Acts 4, I'd like us to answer the question posed of Peter and John as we come to the end of this protracted interrogation they endured regarding the healing of the man at the beautiful gate. The temple authorities ask, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" In replying, Peter does three things. One, he points out that they are being cross-examined for an act of kindness, questioned on how this man was healed. The questions asked seem to come from a place of fear rather than a place of wanting to be part of this, and Peter points out that they have a flawed motivation. Secondly, Peter points to Jesus, reminding them of his name, his heavenly status as the Christ, the Anointed One, and to his humble earthly status as a native of Nazareth, an unimportant place, an insignificant place off the beaten track. Thirdly, in doing this, Peter and John are pointing away from themselves. And further to this, in what seems to me to be a risky tactic given the circumstances, they point out that those questioning them are those who rejected Jesus and crucified him. It is by the power of Jesus' name that the crippled man now stands before them, healed. Rather than point to their own power and strength, they point to Jesus, who was rejected as the healer. The stone rejected becomes the most important. We can also see that in our gospel reading in John 10, where we have Jesus himself speaking of being the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Now, I would suggest that the culture of our day struggles with this picture of strength and power coming from humility. Today's leaders point to themselves, pointing to their skill, their power, and the resources at their disposal. Organizations can do the same. Indeed, churches can do the same. But can we be different? Can we be like Peter and John, filled with the Spirit of God? They don't say, "How great am I?" They simply point to the power of Jesus and his name. Now, some years ago, our family were involved in some children's work at a Christian summer festival. This was led by a church army captain, Alan Price. He worked on enabling children to pray, and as Alan would do this, he'd speak of us being like a drain pipe. We reach to heaven and the Spirit of God comes down through us toward the person we're praying for. We are simply a conduit. We're not the source of the power. We don't even add to it. I simply hope we don't diminish it. Now, that model might help us look at how we respond to this call to humble service. Where does the power come from and how is it directed? How does that help us look at our sense of vocation and calling? So, firstly, are we reaching out to God? Are we truly seeking Him? Are we assured that our heavenly salvation is found uniquely in the name of Jesus? Secondly, to whom do we reach out to with that truth and that saving power? Which gate is God sending us to? To the beautiful gate, to reach out to the poor beggar, or elsewhere? So, to where and to whom is He sending us today? So let us as individuals and as churches not point to ourselves, but point to the one who saves, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.